Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Can Netflix crack the code for making interactive choose-your-own-adventure television mainstream? We'll explore that prospect and its consequences next. Also ahead, BlacKkKlansman's author is better television, our classic trivia question, and Keep It Colorful turns for home in our up segment. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Delighted to have you with us on the 2nd of October for the program All About Television, 75 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York, and we'd love to have you involved. So pick up the phone, dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. Our chat room is open for business as well. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, as always, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon somewhere on your Blog Talk Radio or Spreaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. We'll have our thoughts about Netflix getting into Choose Your Adventure programming, and also what happened to our guests that were supposed to be here today. We'll get to all that after these news notes. An espionage saga is what's next for the co-writers of Spike Lee's acclaimed movie BlacKkKlansman. Charlie Wachtel and Dave Rabinowitz, for their first trip in a TV series, Waters, will write and produce a dramatization of Operation Mongoose, an undertaking in the early 1960s, pitting the CIA against Fidel Castro's regime in Cuba, the KGB, and the Mafia. Yes, all those folks. The series, still to be named, has backing from France-based ventures Paiva Films and Meritor Pictures. Wachtel and Rabinowitz, according to Variety, propose to detail their cast, production team, and participating programming soon. Or I should say, programmer. Now some quickies. Amazon will be the new home of Echo Challenge, the outdoor competition that launched the TV career of executive producer, now MGM TV chairman, Mark Burnett. Return date, 2020. Late breaking news, NCIS New Orleans producer Brad Kern is no longer with that series or his relationship with CBS. CBS ended his NCIS status this afternoon after investigation of on-set behavior in 2016 and since. CBS also terminated Kerr's programming development table with the organization through its CBS Television Studios unit. And HBO will bring The Righteous Gemstones onto its series lineup next year. The televangelist family satire comes from Danny McBride, the creator-producer of previous HBO comedy hits Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals. And that is news notes for today. Initially, we were going to bring you today the co-stars and executive producer of the new Raycom Media daytime program, Me Time with Frangella. We're talking about Frangella itself, that's Frances Collier and Angela Shelton, plus executive producer Jason Berger. Unfortunately, their production schedule for today changed, so that it interfered with our show today, and we are going to reschedule them for next week. And just to let you know, Me Time is an interactive daily talk variety show that runs on the Raycom Media stations all over the country. If you want more details about the program, you can go to www.raycommedia.com. That's www.raycommedia.com. And once again, we're sorry that they could not be with us today because of the change in their production plans, but we will have them on the air next week, and we will keep you posted when. If you caught our program yesterday, in our news notes section, we noted that Bloomberg came out with a report that Netflix, which has been experimenting with children's shows or episodes of children's shows like Puss in Boots and Stretch Armstrong, where the audience, kids, have the opportunity to, in some way, shape, or form, determine the direction of the show that they were watching, that now Netflix wants to really stretch it into mainstream television for all of us, family, adults, et cetera, et cetera. According to Bloomberg, Netflix is now working up a slate of new interactive series programs with this choose-your-own-adventure or choose-your-own-direction format. In addition, some special episodes of programs like Black Mirror and Stranger Things, according to this report, would also have the choose-your-own-adventure format. Now, if you think this is new, I have some news for you. The whole idea is not. Back in the 1980s, John Lack, who was one of the founding fathers of one of the first interactive television ventures, Cube, from Warner Amex Cell Entertainment back in Columbus, Ohio, actually formed a company called ACTV, which would have technology whereby pressing buttons on a special remote control, you could determine at different points in a program one of four different ways the show would go. Unfortunately, it did not go anywhere. And there have been attempts since to try to do this kind of choose-your-own-direction programming. In fact, there's already a venture called Echo. We've talked about it before in this program that Samsung and MGM and others are involved with as investors. It's on a website right now where you can see various shows, including a TV series version of the popular MGM film War Games. Remember, that's the one with Matthew Broderick, Ali Sheedy, et cetera, et cetera. Shall we play a game? That famous quote from that film. Where at various points in the program, the viewers get to choose which way the story goes. Well, that's exactly what Netflix wants to do. And when Netflix wants to go in on this, trust me, they're going all in. Now, Netflix right now is not saying anything. But I have a hunch that if the Bloomberg story is right, they will say something about this very soon. And the consequences of this are very important. Because when you're doing Choose Your Own Adventure programming, it means that you have to produce more content to create the various directions, and also when those directions pop up. You may remember also that earlier this year, HBO ran a six-hour miniseries called Mosaic, done by Steven Soderbergh. And if you had Apple TV, you actually were able to get a lot of the footage of the show, the various plot lines of the characters, and you could determine which way you wanted that whole miniseries to run, plot, characters, and all. Now, if Netflix is able to make this work and get an audience for this on a regular basis, the consequences are huge. For one thing, you better believe that Netflix's competition, Amazon, Hulu, Crackle, and down the road, Apple, Walmart, and Disney are all going to be taking a look. And any other venture that uses smart TV sets or smart TV devices will certainly take note. And there's another thing to note about why I think Netflix may be going for this, and that is this. They want to take advantage early on of the new feature of artificial intelligence voice that you can do on your television set or on your device like Amazon Fire or Roku or Apple TV or Google Chromecast or TouchJet Wave that uses Alexa, Google Assistant, Siri, Bixby, other such services. Because with those services, and there's a fast-growing number of sets and devices that have them, and every set and device from now on is going to have them as well, you can control the set with your voice. So you could very easily manipulate a choose-your-own-adventure or direction series or episode. And that may be what Netflix is counting on, that there is enough of a base of these smart sets and smart devices with artificial intelligence, which will ultimately become mainstream as more and more sets and devices get this, that it would make the way viewers could interact with this programming work. And as we have said on various occasions over the last few months, if artificial intelligence voice gets to be a feature with these sets and people use them to control how they watch and use the set, it will have consequences for interactive programming, interactive marketing, interactive advertising, and interactive retail sales. I'm sure that if this Bloomberg report is true, that Netflix has heard this. And they're saying, let's get out in front and let's do it. Don't worry about the consequences. Let's just do it. We have the money. We got the cash on hand. We have the talent. Let's let them loose. I'll tell you something, if this works, you are going to see a transformation of television like you've never seen before. We're going to see it anyway, but when Netflix is involved as an early player, it may come faster. This transformation may come faster than we all believe, because they get, it looks like, the technology is ready for the taking. It wasn't a long time back in the 80s when John Lack was trying to do ACTV. And it wasn't back in the late 70s when Warner Amex, that's Warner and American Express, at that time a combined venture, was doing Cube in Columbus, Ohio, and then in other places around the Midwest. So everybody, keep your eyes focused on what Netflix is up to here. Because when they say, or they're looking like they're saying, that they want to go all in with a full slate of content with this capacity, they're going to do it. You know by now that Netflix is a mind of its own company. They march to their own drummer, no matter what the competition is. And you better believe the competition is paying attention. Oh, one more thing. I had the chance yesterday to go to Advertising Week before I did the show yesterday, and I had a chance to talk to the head of that new AT&T advertising venture, Xander, based on Alexander Graham Bell. And they are very high on artificial intelligence, and they see this coming too, and they're already starting to develop strategy about how to use artificial intelligence incorporated in smart TV sets and devices into the kind of advertising they want to do. And we're not talking 30-second or one-minute spots. They really want to experiment with the format of advertising. And in the words of their chief, Brian Lesser, make it more relevant and make you want to be interactive with it. So Netflix, you may be onto something, and you may be onto something big. In a moment, our classic trivia question and our latest up segment on the Seed and Spark campaign for diversity, Keep It Colorful. But first, some words for the fine folks at Audible.com. Have you seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians? It's a super hit, and it continues to be so this early fall. And if you haven't read the book by Kevin Kwan that put it all together, you can listen to it through Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, inspiration. There's over 100,000 titles to choose from, not just audiobooks, but original audio productions under the Audible Theater banner. And the good thing is you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. Get one free audiobook, 1 month trial of the service, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So hear for yourself why Audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. Count on it from the very first audiobook on. And all you have to do for that free audiobook and 1 month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Time now for our classic trivia question of the week, which we repeated from our show yesterday. We're looking for our latest winner, and if you are first with that correct answer, there's three prizes in play for you. DVDs of the first two episodes of the new season of Loudermilk, premiering later this month on the Audience Network. Cesar Millan, DVD from Nat Geo Wild, and from John Edward, his Psychic Powers 6 CD set. Once again, the question, name the helicopter service owned and operated by TC, Roger Mosley's character on the original Magnum P.I. Name the helicopter service owned and operated by Roger Mosley's character, TC, on the original Magnum P.I., whose second episode of the new version was on last night at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on CBS. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from, and if you're first with the correct answer, you will win those prizes. We'll get them out to you ASAP. And if you just missed the question a moment ago, well, we'll try to see if we can get it back before the end of the half hour, or the bottom of the hour, as case may be. And you can also catch it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter hashtag, at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. But remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so. Nothing to lose, everything to gain, and all the very best. Now time for Up as an update, where we catch up on guests and topics that we've had in this program. As we promised yesterday, we've got another Up on the Seed and Spark crowdfunding campaign out to expand diversity in a big way, known as Keep It Colorful. And as we told you, things are getting very exciting with 2 days, actually a day and a half to go before the campaign ends. When we last had you, we had 9 programs that were already getting their crowd. Remember, there are 49 pilots that are up. And again, the ground rules are you get the opportunity from now until, I think it's midnight tomorrow, that's midnight Thursday, in order to make a donation. If the program, the pilot, makes its crowdfunding goal, they get the money. If not, they don't. And all the ones that do and then have the opportunity, in addition to keeping their money and going ahead and making their pilot, they also have an opportunity to go for $25,000 at a promo development deal for a possible series. As of this moment, here's what's going on. Yesterday, 9 programs had made their crowdfunding goal. Make that now 10, thanks to I Hear You, which just crossed the 100% barrier a few hours ago. We also have 8 programs that are on track to maybe join that crowd. They are now between 75% and 99% funded with their crowdfunding goals. And there's another 8 shows that are on the bubble, and the bubble in this case is between 60 to 70% funded. But as we have seen with crowdfunding campaigns, there can be a very big surge in the last day, day and a half, 2 days. So on our next show Monday, we will let you know what happens, and then we will have Emily Best, the chief executive of Seed and Spark, back. We hope to have also Erica Alexander, the former limited single co-star, who now has her own production company, Color Farm Media, that is going to help one of these pilots get going as a series. And we'll also try to have the winning pilot maker. All right? So that's coming up on a future episode of Tomorrow Be Televised, hopefully before the end of the month. But no matter what, we'll let you know what did make the grade in terms of crowdfunding in this campaign on Monday's program. And as we heard from Emily Best on Friday's episode, which, by the way, a lot of people are tuning into, and I thank you all for that. Emily does too. It looks like this will be an every year campaign. Think about this. 3,000 pilot creators were in the mix to become in this campaign, and 49 were selected. You got to wonder what's going to happen in an expanded campaign next year. Who says there's no such thing as a lot of super talents that's out there ready to take their move in television? That is for sure. Once again, we want to let you know that we could not have today the folks from Me Time with Frangella, which is on daily, Monday through Friday, on Raycon Media stations from coast to coast. But we will try next week to have the Frangella twin, the Frangella duo, that's Francis Callier and Andrew V. Shelton, on the program, along with executive producer Jason Berger. We are now trying to get schedules together so that they can be with us on one of our episodes next week. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we expect to have all of them on at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. If we don't, we have to schedule one later or earlier than that hour. We'll let you know. We can tell you that coming up on Wednesday's show, the programming insider Mark Berman will join us. We'll talk about the new TV season that's now almost a week and a half old. We'll talk about the Emmy Awards, and we'll get his best bets on some good shows that you might want to watch between now and the end of the year, whether on broadcast, cable, or through smart TV sets and devices. And we have some other guests that we are working on also for our trio of shows next week. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And if you want to know more about Me Time with Frangella, all you have to do is go to www.raycommedia.com. That's www.raycommedia.com. While you're at it, you can also check out the brand new, still brand new, smart TV service they've got called Investigate TV. It brings investigative reporting from those Raycom stations to life all over the country. That's Investigate TV. And again, for more details about that, which is available now on some smart TV sets and some smart TV devices around the country, www.raycommedia.com. And I'll tell you what, since we have the time, let's give you that classic trivia question one more time before we depart for the day. Name the helicopter company run by TC, that's Roger E. Mosley's character on the original Magnum P.I. Name the helicopter service owned and operated by TC on the original Magnum P.I. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. First with the correct answer wins the Loudermilk and See Them On DVDs and the John Edward Developing Your Own Psychic Powers 6-CD set. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And again, we'll repeat the question tomorrow morning on Facebook, my Facebook feed, and also on my Twitter hashtag at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. So that will do it for this shortened episode of Tomorrow Be Televised, and that's our second of our two back-to-back episodes this week. I want to let you know Advertising Week is in full bloom. Thousands of people gather at the AMC Lincoln Square Theater Complex. That's over on Broadway, right across from the Apple Store in Lincoln Center. I'll be there again on Thursday for one of the panel sessions involving the CEO of Sinclair, the biggest TV station group in the country, Chris Ripley. Also, tomorrow we've got tomorrow I'll be speaking to folks at NYU, New York University Stern School of Business. Looking forward to that, under the tutelage of their great media professor, Al Lieberman. And he's also going to be on a panel at Ad Week, in fact, tomorrow, before he comes over and we unite for those great students. On Thursday, the Hispanic TV Summit here in New York at the Marriott Marquis. Be there for that, too, most of the day. And on Friday, the annual Future of Television Forum at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Battery Park. Big, big week here in New York. And before the month is out, a lot more special events. We have ITVF, the Independent Television Festival, huge one in Manchester, New Hampshire. A lot of new features this year. And 85 pilots are in the running to get rewarded publicity and promo development deals. Others, too, as well, will be screened in different ways. We also have Diversity Week, Women in Cables event, and NAMIC's event, the Walter Cage Foundation here in New York. That's about a week and a half from now. And we also, at the end of the week, we have New York City Television Week, including the next TV Summit and the annual Broadcasting Cable Hall of Fame dinner. Big to-do. That's all happening in New York. So, again, we will be back with you Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific. Keep posted on Facebook and Twitter. We'll let you know who our guests are going to be for all week. A lot of guests that are in the hopper for the week and for the rest of the month. And we want to remind you that if you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up an episode you missed, very simple. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our episodes from last month with people from The Purge, Sorry for Your Loss, Caught in Providence, Face the Truth, a lot of great shows. God Friend of Me, which premiered, I understand, to good reviews and pretty good ratings after NFL football, Sunday night on CBS. Co-star was on our program. And check them out, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And we're also available on podcasts 24/7, iTunes, Apple TV, and Spreaker's podcast apps, respectively, and www.iheartradio.com. Remember, if you're going to iHeartRadio, put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, then click and you are in. You can also go categories, entertainment at the top of the screen and click down until you catch us. We are, as I said, available on podcasts. And remember, we love hearing from you. What's your thoughts about the future of television and the current too? All you have to do is find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, or email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, that's also a way you get involved in a show to know. Is there a TV show that you like that deserves more attention than it's getting? Well, let me know. We'll give it the attention on this program, and you get the credit. So, again, it's www.simonapple04@yahoo.com. simonapple04@yahoo.com. And, again, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, UBC Simon TWBT. Any way you communicate, I do return the communication 24 hours. We really appreciate what you have to say. Why? Because we always say around here, what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not through those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate at BTR is Candace Williams, with Andy Toe, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, and Jay Sonberg, the executive content producer. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, proud development partner of the New York Television Festival, and an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For that free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. But tomorrow will be televised. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your day and your week and weekend as well. We are back on Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And whatever you're up to the rest of this week and weekend, please make it safe and make it great to the max. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.